Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDHO, 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber. Again, durangobusiness.org for all Chamber events. I'm here talking with Bob Wolf. And Bob, longtime resident, you said 45 years and developer of many projects. And in the last break, we ended with, you know, the water line being run up to Animas Air Park. And, you know, is there a storage tank up there? And what does that mean now, having water? And I'm going to assume they can pump water up to the tank and then gravity feed it down. La Posta Road, it sounds like county and city are getting together and looking to develop La Posta Road.
Well, let me tweak what you said there a little bit. It's actually gravity fed from College Reservoir. Believe it or not. And it's pretty low pressure up here. But one of the big goals was to get Stone Age hooked up to water. They were up to about 110 employees at the time. June 9th, 2018, I think, is when we got the water line turned on to Stone Age, which was a huge event. Yeah. My house got hooked up, and several other businesses up here were hooked up. What that did was kind of interesting. Jerry Zink, in one of our board meetings one time, said, you know, we really want water at Stone Age, but what's more important to us is bringing the fiber optic cable up in the same trench, so that we can get fiber optics. They were operating on a radio connection. Huh. He said, we can haul water in trucks, but we can't haul information in trucks. Right. So when we put in the water line, we dropped in a fiber cable and Cedar Networks back then, strung fiber. So we've all got fiber available to us up here, which has been a real game changer. Until this morning when I had my little hiccup.
That's a great way of putting it. You can't haul, you know, information truck-wise. So with the addition then of water up at Animas Air Park, what does that do for development on La Posta Road?
Well, let's talk about two things. One's the air park and two's La Posta Road. The air park, it gave water to people that needed it. But interestingly enough, along with water, when you get water from the city of Durango, if you're not in the city of Durango, you have to sign an implied consent agreement that says that if and when you're ever annexable, you will automatically pay the price to file a plat to be annexed into the city. And you also have to operate by city of Durango development standards, which are more strict, generally speaking, than the counties. On the flip side of that, we're still under the county regulations and those that aren't hooked up to the water. And, uh-huh. And that's been a problematic because they, over the course of years, I think it was 2005, counties started thinking about what happens if a fire, and we just talked about the fire this morning, but what happens if we have a wildfire up in Forest Lakes or someplace, Raptor J, what do we do? And the Tom Kaufman, Butch Knowlton, all of the emergency management people back then proposed that to the county that if there was a new subdivision of over 100 homes, they had to have a secondary access. Well, staff changes, turns over, they forget why things. I actually supported that, sad to say. But what's happened is after the lawyers turn the thing, they start defining words, and all of a sudden, now at Animas Air Park, we can't do anything because we don't have a secondary access, even though we're not residential. What they did is they took 100 houses, multiplied it times 8, which ADT, average daily trips per residential unit in the county, right, and said 800. So if you're over 800, you can't do anything until you have a secondary access. Well, we were over 1,000 when they codified that. And now Stone Age, nobody at Animas Air Park can do anything in terms of expansion of business or building additional. Stone Age wanted to do an 80,000 foot building 4 years ago. They're stymied. They can't do it. They can't develop it. Nobody can develop it because there's no secondary access on an arbitrary rule. Now, I get off on my...
No. Well, you know, that brings up an interesting point, Bob, because to me, again, when I'm looking at the big picture, I would take the assessed value of an 80,000 square foot building and say, well, why don't you develop a secondary access on the southern end, you know, down below the runway? I assume they could do that somewhere and possibly, you know, put a secondary access in via the county. And then the revenues from the tax collected on the not a residential property, but assessed at 28-29%, you know, with a commercial property, I would assume that would then pay for itself over time, you know, as
that would,
well.
That would be logical. That would be logical, Jack. Well, we actually have, when Four Corners Materials started their gravel mine, we actually, long story, I won't go into it, but we actually have a gate at the south end.
I got to pause you, Bob, because we got to take a break in about 45 seconds. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stall now for a little bit. I want to talk about this a little bit further because I think it's important for the listeners and the people to understand that, you know, again, looking to the future and not just, you know, the instant gratification needs of building a secondary road, but what that would mean for the, you know, property values as well as access as well as developable space up at Animas Air Park. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes here. You're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with Bob Wolf. So Bob, the question coming out is we're going to talk more and about a secondary access and what that would mean for developing not only the Postal Road, but Animas Air Park. So you can stick around, right?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
All right. Back in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
See you then.